Good evening, everybody. My name is Bo Clark, and it's my pleasure to be doing another one of Q106.7's Bedtime Stories. Tonight I selected something that was a big favorite of mine when I was a kid. There's actually a series of these books, and I'm going to read you number one, Encyclopedia Brown, Boy Detective, by Donald J. Sobel. The Case of Natty Nat. Mr. and Mrs. Brown had one child. They called him Leroy, and so did his teachers. Everybody else in Idaville called him Encyclopedia. An encyclopedia is a book or set of books giving information, arranged alphabetically, on all branches of knowledge. Leroy Brown's head was like an encyclopedia. It was filled with facts he had learned from books. He was like a complete library walking around in sneakers. Old ladies who did crossword puzzles were always stopping him on the street to ask him questions. Just last Sunday after church, Mrs. Conway, the butcher's wife, had asked him, "What is a three-letter word for a Swiss river beginning with A?" "R," Encyclopedia answered after a moment. He always waited a moment. He wanted to be helpful. But he was afraid that people might not like him if he answered their questions too quickly and sounded too smart. His father asked him more questions than anyone else. Mr. Brown was chief of police of Idaville. The town had four banks, three movie theaters, and a little league. It had the usual number of gasoline stations, churches, schools, stores, and comfortable houses on shady streets. It even had a mansion or two and some dinghy sections. And it had the average number of crimes for a community of its size. Idaville, however, only looked like the usual American town. It was really most unusual. For nearly a whole year, no criminal had escaped arrest, and no boy or girl had gotten away with breaking a single law in Idaville. This was partly because the town's policemen were clever and brave, but mostly it was because Chief Brown was Encyclopedia's father. His hardest cases were solved by Encyclopedia during dinner in the Browns' red brick house on Rover Avenue. Everyone in the state thought that Idaville had about the smartest policeman in the world. Of course, nobody knew a boy was the mastermind behind the town's police force. You wouldn't guess it by looking at Encyclopedia. He looked like almost any fifth grade boy and acted like no one, except that he never talked about himself. Mr. Brown never said a word about the advice his son gave him. Who would believe that his best detective was only 10 years old? This is how it began. One evening at dinner, Mr. Brown said, "Natty Nat has struck again. He held up another store right here in Idaville." "What store, Dad?" asked Encyclopedia. "The men's shop, owned by Mr. Dillon and Mr. Jones," answered Mr. Brown. "That makes six stores Natty Nat has held up in the state this month." "Are you sure the robber was Natty Nat?" asked Encyclopedia. "Mr. Dillon himself said it was Natty Nat," replied Mr. Brown. He pulled a notebook from his pocket and put it beside his plate. "I wrote down everything Mr. Dillon told me about the holdup. I'll read it to you." Encyclopedia closed his eyes. He always closed his eyes when he was getting ready to think hard. His father began to read what Mr. Dillon, the storekeeper, had told him about the holdup. "I was alone in the store. I did not know anyone had come in. Suddenly a man's voice told me to raise my hands. I looked up then. I was face to face with the man that the newspapers called Natty Nat. He had on a gray coat with a belt in the back, just as the newspaper said. He told me to turn and face the wall. Since he had a gun, I did as he said, and when I turned around again, he was gone with all the money." Chief Brown finished reading and closed his notebook. Encyclopedia asked only one question. "Did the newspaper ever print a picture of Natty Nat?" "No," answered his father. "He never stands still long enough for a picture to be taken. Remember, he's never been caught. But every policeman in the state knows he always wears that gray coat with the belt in the back." "Nobody even knows his real name," said Encyclopedia, half to himself. "Natty Nat is just what the newspapers called him." Suddenly, he opened his eyes. "Say, the only reason Mr. Dillon thought it was Natty Nat was because of that gray coat," he said. "This case is solved." "There is nothing to solve," objected Chief Brown. "There is no mystery. Mr. Dillon was robbed. The holdup man was the same who has been robbing other stores in our state." Not quite, said Encyclopedia. There was no holdup at the men's shop. What do you mean, exclaimed Mr. Brown? I mean Mr. Dillon wasn't robbed, Dad. He'd lied from beginning to end, answered Encyclopedia. Why should Mr. Dillon lie, demanded his father. I guess he spent the money. He didn't want his partner, Mr. Jones, to know what was missing, said Encyclopedia. So Mr. Dillon said he was robbed. Leroy, said his mother, please explain what you are saying. It's simple, Mom, said Encyclopedia. Mr. Dillon read all about Natty Nat in the newspapers. So he knew Natty Nat always wore a greatcoat with a belt in the back when he held up stores. Go on, Leroy, said Mr. Brown, leaning forward. Mr. Dillon knew it would sound much better if he could blame his holdup on someone people have read about, said Encyclopedia. He said he knew it was Natty Nat because of the coat he wore. That could be true, said Chief Brown. That couldn't be true, Encyclopedia said. Mr. Dillon never saw the back of the man who held him up. He said so himself, remember? Chief Brown frowned. He picked up his notebook again. He read to himself a while. Then he fairly shouted, Leroy, I believe you're right. Encyclopedia said, Mr. Dillon only saw the front of the holdup man. He had no way of knowing that the man's coat had a belt in the back. He stole money from his own store and from his partner, too, cried Chief Brown. And he nearly got away with it. He rushed away from the dining room. Leroy, said Mrs. Brown, did you get this idea from a television program? No, Encyclopedia said. I got it from a book. I read about a great detective and his methods of observation. Well, said his mother proudly, this proves how important it is to listen carefully and watch closely, to train your memory. Perhaps you will be a detective when you grow up. Mom, said Encyclopedia, can I have another piece of pie? Mrs. Brown sighed. She had taught English in the Idaville High School before her marriage. You may have another piece of pie, she said. The end.